he must get together with Mrs. Shi because many people, or several people, thought she looked like Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
那我想，那他跟师母在一起，那就很配了，因为师母有很多人说他看上去很像这个蒋介石的夫人。So,
for the Taiwanese, for the Taiwanese, were very blessed this morning.
所以，那今天的从台湾来的人是不是觉得很兴奋？
You know, we're living in a time when really to find the truth is very difficult.
你知道我们生活的这个时代，要定义什么是真理的话，其实变得很困难。
When we look at the news, we can't believe that.
我们看新闻里面都是令人目瞪口呆的这些东西。
When we listen to our lovely politicians, we can't believe that.
我们听那些政客的那些讲的那些话做的那些事情，简直是令人难以置信。
Sometimes when you hear some preachers, you better not believe what they're saying.
有的时候，甚至是牧师在台上讲的话，都已经是匪夷所思的。
So you see, truth is something that is very wonderful because it gives us a quality of life like nothing else.
真理其实是很美好的东西，它使我们的生活质量变得非常的好。
So when we come right down to it, Jesus tried to warn us.
所以当提到这件事情的时候，耶稣就试图在警告我们。
Jesus said to the Jews that believed him, he said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”And
as you hold to them, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。You
know, actually, we wonder sometimes, what does he mean when the truth shall set us free?
所以我们有的时候会想说，耶稣是什么意思？什么叫真理叫你们得自由呢？
You see, we do not realize in man today how many are bound up by their lies and their deceptions, and they have to keep doing them. They have to keep covering them up. They're not free.
我们很多时候其实不知道，我们就是很多人的人生中，因为充满了谎言，充满了这个虚假，所以他们不得不一而再、再而三的用这些谎言和虚假来遮盖自己。他们其实是没有真正自由的。
So there is a tremendous freedom in truth.
所以在真理里面是有很多自由。
You see, there are many different ways of thinking.
我们思想问题的方式可能有很多不同。
And as I have gone over these before, and as I went over them again, I thought, this is the reason why the Orientals don't understand the Westerners.
那在我再一次讲到这个问题时候，我就会想说，这个很多时候是因为这样东西方有差异，所以东方人不理解西方人的做法。
And that's why you don't understand your grandchildren.
这也是为什么等你以后可能对你孙子辈的很多做法你也不理解。
They say things, you just shake your head.
他们说的事情做的事情你没办法只能摇头。
And sometimes as parents, you don't understand why they would say these things.
或者连做父母的都不明白自己的孩子怎么会这样说。
Because your children now are at a place where they think differently than you or the Oriental.
因为当你的孩子在这里长大的时候，他们的想法跟你跟这种东方的似的想法就已经不一样了。Because
the Western world has a very convincing, what shall I say, array of thinking and ways of thinking.
那这个西方世界它有一套自己的逻辑，自己的理论。Now
you have to understand that in the Orient, they have lived under many, many different ones that have been dictators or kings. Many, many years. It's only been a century since you came out from under that.
对于这个东方文化来说，过去的几千年都一直是所谓这个帝王的统治，一直是专制这个的统治。所以对于这个东方人来说，只是在最近一百年里才有这个所谓自由民主的这个概念。Because
of coming out from that to these last 100 years when you have gotten those that have actually stood up against those who are rulers because their thinking began to change.
那之前的那些日子都是在处在这个专制和压迫之下的，只有在最近一百年才开始有人站起来说反对这种专制的统治，there was, 才开始有这个自己的自由的思维。There
was a time that the people in China did not really think.
那曾经有很长一段时间，中国的老百姓是不需要自己思想的。They
did what they were told.
上面说做什么，下面就做什么。
They followed that
那这个皇上怎么说？
Because they were under that type of ruling and government.
因为社会制度就是这样的。
But in the Western world, it's been quite a while since we were serf and we would have to listen to a master.
那但是对于西方世界来说，这个作为这个仆人，作为这个奴隶的这个角色，要听主人的这个角色，是很多很多年以前就已经结束了。
So through the last 500 years,
那在大概在过去的五百年。
There have become many popular ways of looking at things and at life.
那已经有很多自由的这个思想，有很多独立的想法，说到底人生是怎么该怎么看待人生。
And many of you have now become quite a bit like that. You're beginning to think like some of these ways.
所以我们当中可能很多人也开始慢慢接受了这种西方的文化思想，然后也开始想说到底人生是怎么样的，有自己独立的思考。
It began with rationalism.
那最开始是一个理性的觉醒。
You see, they wanted to, what I think, in other words, they were saying that knowledge is what helps us to understand.
那个时候人就才发现，人家会觉得说知识是很重要的。
So we began to think that the characteristic of truth is knowledge.
那所以我们就把这个真理，把知识当成真理的特征。
And so we put knowledge and gaining our truth from knowledge as the pinnacle of how we begin to think.
以至于我们开始崇尚知识，开始认为就是有了知识以后，我们就有了真理。
This happened back in those years when we began to rationalize, as we call this, about how the earth was created.
所以这个好像有点这个启蒙时期的这个。感受呢，就开始用理智来分析，用知识来分析这个地球是怎么形成的。
And then evolution began to be, you know, they experimented. They did a lot of things. They gave them a lot of titles. They went into what we thought was great knowledge.
那然后就开始做各样的科学实验，有各样的理论提出来，然后好像我们这个知识的就变得越来越丰富。
And this is one of the greatest steps they took against God.
但这也是我这个是人类向反从反对神的角度来迈出的一大步。
And then after the rationalism, where we had to look at the knowledge and understand it, there popped up something else we call romanticism.
那等这个理智时期之后呢，就开始有这个所谓罗曼蒂克时期。
And that was a type of thinking about the way I felt about things.
这个时候强调的是说我自己的感受怎么样。
Not the knowledge alone, but how do I feel about that?
知识已经不是绝对性的了，而是我对这个知识的体验，我的感觉，我的分析。
And so we see that this began to permeate. It started in the arts, in the culture, in the music, and in the literature, and in finally into...Education.
这个最开始是从文化艺术，然后音乐这些角度上开始的，然后慢慢就渗透到这个教育系统。
So when we began to think about how I feel about this thing,
所以我们就开始想说，我对这件事情是怎么感觉的呢？
Because we had no basic understanding to where the foundation to start from now.
那我们现在并没有一个共同的基础，我们已经把这个基础踢掉了。
We began to think there is no truth that's always truth.
所以我们就开始想，既然没有基础，那以我的感觉为准。
No absolutes.
就没有一个绝对化的真理。
No black and white.
不是非黑即白的。
So we see we became a people that began to live and set our truth now not by the word of God, which had proven itself, but we were setting our truth now by.What we rationalize, what we feel, and then actually there's not anything that's really fully black and white.
所以渐渐的呢，人就离开了圣经，离开了这个圣经几千年以来已经证明了自己是对的这个基础，然后开始倾向于说知识，然后再后来就变成说我的感受，然后没有一个绝对的真理，没有一个是非黑白的区别。
And of course, there was the fourth one that has began at the creation, and that was divine revelation.
那当然，第四个还有一个就是说这个神圣的一个启示。
This is where, as Billy Graham said it so well, God said, "I believe it. That's it."
那这个格里汉说的很简单，就是说神这样说了，我就这样相信。
So we see then that man's thinking processes and their philosophy has made divine revelation antique, ridiculous, hard to accept, confusing.
那现在就因为人的这个自这个对知识的崇尚，然后对自己的感受、自我认知的这个崇尚，以至于他们就抛弃了说神的这个话是一切真理的基础，让这种观念变得好像过时了，已经不适用了，是一个很老气的东西了。
So that's where we live today.
那这就是我们今天所生活的社会状况。
Nothing to it.
大家都已经看不上这个圣经，觉得这都是神话。
Some good stories in it, but just fairy stories.
可能只是会讲一些故事，但是离真理差得很远。
And because of that,
正因为如此
，we see what our world has become.
这就是一切事情发生的根源。然后你看看现在社会这个社会的景况是怎么样的。
We're a fearful people.
人人心里都充满了恐惧。
We don't know. We do all kinds of things to try to keep ourselves safe today.
我们现在很多做的很多事情都是想要寻求一种安全感。
We become a selfish people.
然后我们很自私。
We become those who coveted all kinds of things, and we have our big businesses and our Illuminati and all types of things.
我们想要很多的东西，然后搞大企业的，搞这个。
Why? Because they alienated the truth.
为什么都是因为我们远离了真理
？And have now no foundation for truth.
因为远离了真理，就失去了做一切事情的根基。
Listen to these sayings and see if you've heard them.
我下面要讲一些这个说法，你有没有听过？试试看。
I cannot feel God.
有很多人说我感受不到神呢。
I've heard that many times.
有很多人会这么说
I can't feel God.
说我感受不到他的存在
God is not the one that romances us.
这不是那个就是说所谓用这种罗曼蒂克的你的感觉来体会
He doesn't come to tickle our ears and say sweet things in our ears when we are doing things against his very laws.
神不是这样的当我们在违反他的律法做事情的时候神不是在我们的耳边这种轻言细语那可能我们很多时候在我们当中
Some of you might not say I can't accept that. It doesn't sound reasonable.
有些人会说你这个讲的我觉得没有道理，我不能接受。
That's rationalism.
这就是理性主义。
Maybe some of you have heard this is just a story. Nothing that can happen in my realm. It's not relevant. The Bible's not relevant.
那很多人也会说，那这个是圣经讲的故事，都已经是很多年了，现在也不会发生了，跟我也没有关系。
And there are many of those who call themselves Christians that look through the Bible and reads them and says, I think this is what God meant.
那也有很多人自称为基督徒，当他读到圣经时候会说，我认为圣经这段部分是这个意思。
So we rationalize.
所以我用我自己的理智来理解圣经。
You see, to meet the truth maker, we have to meet Jesus.
那但是我对我来说我们想要真的知道真理的话我们需要认识这位真理的创造者认识耶稣
I am the way, the truth, and life, he says.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
And we have to meet him on his own terms.
而且我们要去见他的时候要是按他的条款来见他
He said if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins.And purify us from our unrighteousness.
那圣经告诉我们，如果我们认自己的罪，他是信实的，必要赦免我们。
He tells us we have to believe his word.
他也告诉我们，我们要相信他的话。
If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，而且真理必叫你们得自由。
And his truth has power.
而且他的真理是有
能力的 Power to clean us.
有这个洁净我们的能力
And then by truth we have life.
而且靠着这个真理我们能够得到生命
You say, Sister Schwartz, that sounds good, that you're thinking.
你可能说那你说的都挺好的
But I can prove it to you today if you will stay awake long enough.
那我可以告诉你我这不是煽动你我可以向你证明如果你能一直醒着听我说的话
I will prove to you
我可以向你证明
that there is a God.
世上是存在有神的。
Whether you want to believe it or not,
不管你信还是不信
time has proved that there is a God.
时间已经证明了有一位神。
History has proved that there is a God.
历史也证明了有一位神。
In the Old Testament, when God used to deal with man,
在旧约里，神跟人有很多的互动。
He dealt with men as individuals.
那个时候他神跟人的互动是他跟个人之间的。
And when he had something to do, he would go to them.
所以当神要引起人的注意的时候，他就会出现在他们面前。
When he wanted to reveal himself to Moses, he did it in a burning bush.
神向摩西显现的时候，就是一个燃烧的荆棘。
Even when he went to Nebuchadnezzar,
然后神也向尼布甲尼撒显。
Because it's something for Nebuchadnezzar to do.
因为神有一些事情需要尼布甲尼撒来做。
He came to him in a dream.
所以神就在他的梦里向他显现。
And he told him in a dream that he was going to come as an animal.
然后在他的梦里。
And we see that that happened.
神就告诉尼布甲尼撒说。
For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar was in the field like an animal.
他会变成一只野兽，然后吃草。
But when God touched him.
这就真的这样发生了。
And he came back. He said, "There is no other God." Like the God of the Israelites.
所以，然后当神让他恢复这个意识、恢复人的样子的时候，尼布甲尼撒说：“这个以色列人的神是唯一的真神。”
For a man that freed Israel when they had been in Babylon.
当那个以色列人在巴比伦的时候，有一个人救了他。
God sent him a letter.
那这个神给他发了一封信。
And that letter was written almost 150 years before.
这个信是在这件事情发生之前150年前写的。
And here, when Daniel handed him this,
当但以理把这封信给这个掌权者的时候
，Our prophet 150 years ago wrote this that was to be given to you.
告诉他说，150年前我们的先知就写下了这封信要给你。
And Cyrus the Great read that.
这个萨鲁士这个国王读到这封信的时候
，And he recognized that it was for him.
然后他认识到说
really talking about him.
这封信真的是写给他的，是在讲他。
When he finished that letter, he said there's no God like the God of Israel.
当他读完这封信的时候，他也说
He sent the Israelites back.
以色列的神是独一的真神，他把这些以色列人送回他们的家乡。
And someone said Cyrus truly was called Cyrus the Great.
那所以有人说这个塞鲁士大帝他真的是一个很
Because Cyrus never went and burned up cities and murdered people.
他真的是一个很伟大的皇帝，因为他从来没有说征服一个地方，然后就把那个地方的人杀掉，把城市烧了。
We see that when the Persians went in and his generals went in, they would conquer the people, they would put up a ruler, and then they would let them rule themselves under his ruler.
波斯人征服一个地方以后，他们就会在那个地方选出来一个执政的人，然后他让这个执政人管理那个地方，然后他们就离开了。
Why? Because he was touched by God.
为什么他选择这样做？因为 是神给了他这样的。
Paul didn't believe.
保罗不相信。
His name was Saul. During that time, he was very learned and a very opinionated.
保罗曾经叫做扫罗，他那个时候是一个很有学识的人，但是他也很有。
But when the Lord wanted to get his attention,
当神需要引起他的注意的时候
，there came a great light from heaven.
那就是从天上有一束大光照在他身上。
And Paul never was the same again.
然后保罗就从此再也不一样了。
You say, "Oh, that's wonderful," but in the New Testament, let's look at a different dispensation.
那如果我们到新约里去看，又是怎么样的呢
？It was brought to us because Jesus said in the 17th chapter, or rather the 17th verse of the 3rd chapter, "I have not come to judge you, but to give you everlasting life."
那耶稣曾经说过，说我来不是要审判你，而是要给你永恒的生命。
So he said, so we see that when he says, "I want you to live by faith."
所以耶稣说你们要以信心来活。
Now faith at one time seemed wasn't too hard.
那这曾经有一段时间。
And there truly are, I'm sorry.
靠信心生活并不容易。
And there truly are some people that just grasp hold of it and can live by faith.
也确实是有些人能够真的是谨守他的信心，靠信心而活。
But the Lord stipulated what He meant by faith.
那神那主自己让我们看见到底什么叫做靠信心生活。
It wasn't through the understanding of knowledge.
不是说靠知识的理解。
But we also see now that He said faith is the essence, it is the ability to know that I am.
就是。真正的信心是知道他就是那独一的一位。
And I reward you, and that those that come after me and seek after me, I reward you.
他耶稣说那些寻找我的就会得着奖 赏赐。
So we see in our age, faith.
我们生活这个的这个时代。
Is how we can know God.
信心就是我们怎么才能认识神。
Now we weren't, you know, sometimes we're taught by culture there's a God.
那有的时候我们所处的这个文化的这个社会环境中有这个大家有这个共识说啊有一位神。
Just as we were taught that there was some of the kings.
那就好像说我就像这个书本上的知识曾经历朝历代都是什么样的国王。
Sometimes we're told just believe he is.
那有的时候有人会跟你说相信就好了。
So with my rationalization and my feelings and with the this being relative, can I truly reach God?
那如果那就用我们的理性，用我们的自己的感受，然后用我们的这个周围的环境的影响，就这样子的话，我们就能够认识神吗？
Many times people say to children when they ask questions, just you have to believe it. You just have to believe.
很多时候有孩子问问题的时候，问到你后来烦了，你可能就说，哎呀，你就相信我就好了，就是这么回事。
And then some believe because they're afraid of hell.
那有些人害相信是因为他们害怕地狱。
It's a belief of fear.
是因为害怕地狱，所以才相信。
But he said, we have to truly know him.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，我们要认识他。
Truth is an encounter with God.
真理实际上是当我们在认识神的时候所才能得到的。
He said, "I am the truth, and I'll change you. I'll be in your life. I'll be in charge of your life."
耶稣说：“我就是真理，我能够改变你，真理能够改变你，真理来能够来控制你的生命。”
I had a very stormy journey to faith.
那我自己这个信心的历程并不是轻松的，有很多风暴。
Not to church.
不是说对教会。
We started when I was six, and until now, I've gone to church a lot.
那我从六岁开始就去教会，到现在我都不知道去了多少次教会了。
But in my heart and mind, I knew I had gone, and I had to ask God to forgive me many times. I have to tell you.
那在我的心里，在我的头脑里，我知道我无数次的到神的面前来求他饶恕。
I live my Christian, early Christian life, just knowing that somewhere in those shadows, God is there.
那我在早期我的这个所谓做基督徒的生活中，我只是知道说神在那里，在一个可能模模糊糊的角落里。
But that was always there, that question in my mind.
但我的心里一直有一个疑问。
Is there really a God?
真的，他在那儿吗？真有一位神吗？
Remember, I'm raised up.Under these worldly ways of thinking,
你不要忘了，在我们那个时代的时候，已经有很多我讲过的。
I was a very rational person. I like to think and know and understand.
这些理性主义，我是一个很理性的人。我喜欢刨根问底，我喜欢知道到底为什么，什么是原因。
And I wanted to feel God.
而且我也想能够体会到神。
I wanted to be like another human being standing there with his arm around me.
我很希望神就能像另外一个人一样，就站在我的身旁，能够拥抱我。
Many times when I would preach,
很多时候在我讲道的时候
there'd be something in my little ear that would say, "You know, you don't believe that."
有的时候我甚至会听到一个声音说，你自己说的你自己都不信。
You know that. You don't believe that.
你心里知道，你其实是有疑惑的。
And then I would say, "Get away from me." Get away from me.
我就会说这个是魔鬼来的，走开。
Not knowing that I had given Satan the power to bring that to me because of the doubts in my mind.
我但是那时候我并不知道，是因为我自己内心已经有怀疑了，所以给了魔鬼这个机会来提出这样的。
And logic would come in, and I would think to myself, I can't get my head around that understanding that.
那所以我用逻辑思维的方式没有办法能够这个彻底的理解。
So subsequently, my spiritual life was knowledge.
所以因此呢，我的这个属灵的生命很多时候是建立在知识的基础上。
I learned, I read, I love to learn.
我读了很多书，然后学了很多东西，我喜欢求，我有这个求知意欲，愿意学习。
But my heart questioned many things.
可是我的心里仍然有很多疑惑。
My joy was very limited.
所以我的这个喜乐也很有限。
And my faith, I had a tremendous excuse for.
那然后我的这个信心不足，我也有很多的缘故。
I never came to God diligently seeking. I always came and said, "Now, Lord, if this is what you want."
我很多时候不是说主动的寻求神的旨意，我都是很多时候是说，那你如果你非要让我做，我就做吧。
So when it never happened, it was like in my mind, I didn't think it would, you know.
那所以什么事情发生的，我都好像没有这个主动的这个准备好，都说 well, 就这样吧。
And then God began to take me into His, truly take me into His Word, not for knowledge.
那后来呢？有神把我真的是带进他的这个话语里，这不是为了寻求知识。
Listen to the Word.
而是真的是听他的话，倾听他的。
Not because I was making a sermon or I wanted to understand something. He began to just take me into His Word.
不是为了准备讲道或者是怎么样，真的只是为了读他的话。
Now one day I read this.
所以有一天我读到了一段。
Remember this and show yourself men. Isaiah 46.
在以赛亚书第46章第八到第十节。
Now Israel, Isaiah, he brought this revelation to Isaiah.
这个是神对以赛亚的启示。
And he said, "Remember this and show yourself men."
你们当想念这事，自己做大丈夫。
Bring it again to your mind, O you transgressors.
悖逆的人啊，要心里思想。
Remember the former things of old.
你们要追念上古的事。
He was telling me I needed to look back at some things.
神对我说，我要回头思想以前的事情。
And then he goes on to say, "For I am God, and there is none else." Declaring the end from the beginning.
我是神，再没有能比我的。
And from ancient times of things that are not yet done.
我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事。
Wow, when I read that.
当我读到这一段的时候。
And I just didn't read words.
我看读到的不是一个一个的字。
But I thought about that.
我在思想它的意义。
God's telling me that.He knows the end from the beginning. I thought that all the time.
神在告诉我说，他从起初到最后所有的事情他都知道。
But I said, I thought to myself.
那时候我就自己想。
And I began to think about that.
然后在当我在仔细思想这个的意义的时候。
And then the little in the earlier verses in Isaiah in the 42nd chapter.This was what he wrote there.
那在前面的这一章，在以赛亚书四十二章里主，神说道。
So he said, "Before the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare, before they spring forth, I tell you of them."
看哪，先前的事已经成就，现在我将新事说明，这是未发以先，我就说给你们听。
Now God is saying to us.
神在对我们说
I know the end from the beginning.
我从最开始到最末后所有的事情都知道。
You don't understand, but I know it.
你可能不理解，但是我都知道。
And then he goes on to tell us in another verse, that's why he says search the scriptures. Then he tells us in another verse, I tell it because I want you to know.
而且他说我想把以前将要发生的事情告诉你，因为我想要说给你们听。
Now why did he want us to know?
为什么他要说给我们听
？Well, one thing, if you would believe it, you would repent.
因为
before it happened,
有一件事情是这样：当你知道某些事情要发生的时候，你相信的话，你就会从里面悔改。
But there is no better way to know that God is than knowing that He knew this, He told us, and it happened.
然后这也是让我们能够认识神的一个非常好的途径。我们当我们知道神知道某些事情要发生，他把这个要发生的事情告诉我们，然后当这个事情真的发生的时候，经过这一系列的过程，能让我们真正的认识神。
After Babylon, or when Israel had been taken to Babylon, Babylon was a mighty fight, a force for fighting.
那在以色列人被这个巴比伦人掳走的时候，这个巴比伦当时是非常强盛的。
Now Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed Jerusalem and the temple.
那尼布甲尼撒已
经 He had leveled Israel.
攻陷了这个耶路撒冷，然后把圣殿也毁了，这个以色列就因此就亡国了。
Now Israel had a partner.
那这个时候以色列是有一个同盟的。
You see, Israel was located on the road of, on one of the trade roads that goes from Egypt on out to India.
那这个以色列所在的位置是当时的一条商路，从埃及到印度的一条这个必经之路。
And they had another country, another a large city, a large area called Tyrus.
那在那个时候，就是在这条路上有另外一个城市叫做推罗。
Now it was on the water.
那这个推罗是在海边的。
It was a port.
所以它有港口。
A tremendous port in that day.
是一个很繁华的地方。
So Israel and Tyrus were partners. They would come through Israel, send on to the port.And sent off to many lands.
所以呢，这个以色列和这个推罗是一个同盟，因为这个商路呢，通过以色列走到这个推罗，然后这个货物从港口运走。
It's really how King Solomon became so rich.
其实也就是正因为如此，这个所罗门王能够变得如此的这个。
But when Israel was destroyed,
可是后来这个以色列被摧毁了。
Now a friend might have said, "Oh, look what's happened. He's our partner. Look." They didn't say that.
那如果是同盟，如果是朋友的话，可能会为你感到难过。但是推罗没有这样。
He said, "Oh, look, just look. She's broken."
那这个推罗的反应是说啊，
The gates of the people now is turned to us.
那这个地方被摧毁了，那所有这个需要。
I shall be replenished.
他所有这个。这个曾经跟以色列人这个交易的人，现在都要到我这儿来了，那我就要变得繁荣昌盛了。
Just like a businessman today, the second man was taken out.
那是不是这个就是一个商人之间的竞争？当你的竞争对手。
Now when they came through, they didn't have to worry about Israel. They come right to Tyrus. They didn't have to pay. They didn't have to share.
那你的竞争对手不行了的时候，他的生意就都到你这儿来了，你就可以大大的发家了。
But God was listening.
可是神在听。
And he wrote to he said to Tyrus.
所以他对这个推罗是这样说的。
Many nations are going to come up against you.
很多国家要来攻打你。
They're going to cause the waves to come over you.
他们会一波一波的来跟你征战。
And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus and break down her towers.
推罗的城墙要被摧毁，他的这个高塔也要倒下。
Now, if this interests you, you can find this in the Ezekiel, the 26th chapter. Read the rest of the chapter.
如果你要对这个有兴趣的话，就是
在
以西结书二十六章。
Answered Tyrus.
我告诉你，这个是说神是怎样回答推罗的。
So it was Babylon, it was Nebuchadnezzar that came up against that city. They saw what the money, they saw how wealthy, they saw how they could use this.
而且正是尼布甲尼撒，就是巴比伦人看到这个推罗的繁荣，看到这个有利可图，他们就来攻打推罗。
They fought against them.
所以巴比伦跟推罗打起来了。
They were there for a while, you know, at the walls and trying. They had built up their supports. They were catapulting. They were doing all kinds of things to break down the walls of Tyrus.
所以这个巴比伦人攻打推罗的时候，就开始围城，然后攻打这个城墙，以至于把这个城墙整个破坏掉。
Finally, they did.
然后他们成功了。
And they went into Tyrus and saw very few people.
然后当他们进到泰罗城里的时候，发现没有什么，没有不剩下什么人了。
The people was gone.
那些人都已经跑掉了。
The gold was gone. The silver was gone. The jewels were gone.
同时也把他们的金银财宝都带走了。
Here they found out that the other side of Tyrus was by the river. They had broken that wall.They had taken all of their things over to an island, to an area across too far for the Babylonians to come.
那所以这个时候他们进了城以后才发现，这个推罗的人在城墙的另外一面，打破了一个洞，然后从那个里面逃，从那个破的城墙那边逃跑，然后到了这个水上的一个岛，然后离巴黎巴比伦很远。
So the city was laid waste, but the people had gone and started another.
巴比伦人毁了这个推罗城市，但是这个推罗的人已经基本都逃走了。
Say they got it over God, huh?
那这个就像神所预言的那样。
But you don't get it over God.
好像他们是不是从这个神的预言里跑掉了呢
？Because we forget that in eternities there's no time.
因为我们忘记了在神那里，这个很长的时间在他也如一瞬间。
So we see now there's this wonderful place over there that escaped the mandate from the king Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这些推罗人呢，就是 好像这一次躲过了尼布甲尼撒王的攻击。Others had come,
no doubt, but couldn't get across.
那他们现在住在这个海岛上，很多人也想来攻击他们，但是又没有办法过。
Until finally Alexander the Great came.
然后到亚历山大大帝的时候。
And Alexander the Great looked there all night. He looked at this thing and this problem, this situation.
所以这个亚历山大大帝来攻打推罗的时候，他看这个地方的情势，然后思考了一个晚上。
Suddenly a thought came to his mind.
然后他就有了主意。
I wonder which angel put it there.
我在想是不是某个天使给了他
这个主意。But anyhow, we see that he the next day took boulders, hundreds of boulders, and put them across the sea until they finally made a causeway.
这个亚历山大大帝第二天就差人来掉了很多很多的大石头，然后投在这个海峡，就是这个陆地和这个岛之间。
And he went there, and he utterly destroyed it.
硬生生的填出来了一条通路，然后他通过这条通路去，就把这个推罗攻打下来。
And then the rest of this chapter at the end, it said, "All you'll be good for is for men to lay nets down on you."
那所以这个在以西结这个二十六章最后，这个神跟他对泰罗说的是，就是你这个地方就要变成人晒网的地方而已。
You know what it is?
是什么？你知道那个地方现在怎么样吗？
A place where men can go and fish.
那个就是一个人打鱼的地方。
Oh yes.God has His ways.
神有他的办法。
I'm going to invite a couple people here today, and they're not real.
我今天要请两个人来，当然他们不是真实的。我很有想象力。
That's why I can tell stories once in a while.
所以我经常会给大家讲故事。
I'd like to invite Matthew Henry here today.
我今天要请的第一个人叫做 Matthew Henry.
Matthew Henry was an outstanding writer of the.Of commentaries. He took the whole Bible and explained it down through to Revelation.
这个 Matthew Henry 是一个很著名的解经家，他写了很多关于解经的书籍。
Now that was back between 1862 and 1714, a long time ago.
他写这个解经书的时候大概是1662年到1714年，所以是对我们距离我们已经很多年以前了。
And as Matthew Henry.Would go through and he could come to passages like this.
那这个 Matthew Henry 在写解经书的时候，他会遇到一些章节。
And it shall come to pass in the last days.
那就会提到在末世的时候。
That the mountains of God's house shall be established.
他讲到说这个神的圣山要建成。
In the top of the mountains.
在山顶上建成。
And be exalted above the hills.And nations shall flow into it.
然后在这个山顶上高处建成，然后各国都要向他奔去。
So Matthew Henry's trying to write something here about this.
所以他就要解释这段圣经。
Israel hadn't been a nation then, probably for about 1400 or 1500 years.
那他要讲到以色列。
1500 years. That's right.
那讲到以色列的时候，他
They were scattered all over the earth.
他要写在他那个时代写以色列。那个时候以色列已经亡国了有1500多年。而且犹太人是遍布世界各地的。那对他那个时候来说，这段话是什么意思呢？以色列早就不存在了。
And then he read again in Isaiah, and it said, "Who has heard such a thing?"
那当他再继续读以赛亚书的时候
such a thing?
那又看到说谁曾听过这样的事，谁曾见过这样的事呢？
Shall the earth be made forth in one day?
这个地是一天之内就能造成的吗？
Or shall a nation be born at once?
国家是一夜之间就能成立的吗？
For as soon as Zion, which was the Jews,Travail, she shall bring forth her children.
当这西安成立的时候，他的孩子就都要归向他。
I'm sure again he scratched his head.
所以我相信在那个时候，他读到这些的时候，他也不能够理解是什么意思呢。
That was a very foggy chapter, a verse to him.
对他来说，这个很难理解，很糊涂的。
But little did he realize that there'd be one day in May 1948.
他所不知道的是，在1948年的五月
，that with a pen, the countries of the world would give Israel back their nation.
几个国家一起签署了协议，让以色列国就在一日之间诞生了。
God said that back in 800 BC.
神预言这件事情的发生是在公元前800年。
It came true.
然后在1948年的时候，在2000多年以后，这件事情成。
After Israel left.After they left the promised land, after they were sent out across the world, do you know what happened?
当这个以色列人被驱散，然后离开了神所应许之地之后，你知道发生了什么吗？
The rain stopped in Israel.
以色列那个地方开始，
as it was called that time.
巴勒斯坦地区开始干旱，不下雨。
Now I'd like to talk to Mark Twain. Now Mark Twain was one of the great writers of in America.
马克吐温是一个很著名的作家。
He wrote a story that has, was got, it was one of his bestsellers called Innocents Abroad.
他这个他写过一个很著名的这个小说叫做
In there he said he wrote about his trip to Palestine. It was 120 years ago.
他这个叫做可能是异域的这个新乡，他是讲到说他去到巴勒斯坦的经历。
And this is what he says Israel looked like.
他讲到那个时候的巴勒斯坦是什么样子的。
Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes.
他讲到说他是披麻蒙灰坐在那里。
That's called mourning.
因为这个就是那个时候的表示。
When somebody dies, you were in sackcloth and ashes.
你表示悲痛的时候，当你的亲人死去世的时候，你就穿着这种麻片的衣服坐在灰里。
Now this man was a, he wasn't quite a Christian. He was in between.
马克吐温并不是一个就是好像真正意义上的基督徒。
And he said, over it brewed the spell of a curse that has withered the fields and fettered its energies.
我也不是文学家哈，能一下子翻译这个这么这个，他就是说啊。就是好像他披麻蒙灰的坐在那里痛苦，因为在他的身上一直在孕育的是这个诅咒，然后让他的这个让他周围的地域全都变成荒芜，没有这个。
And Palestine is desolated and unlovely.
就所以巴勒斯坦是一个毫无生机、一点都不可爱的地方。
There was hardly a tree or a shrub anywhere.
你几乎都看不到任何的树或者灌木。
Even the olives and the cactus that is used to the desert were dried.
甚至连那些习惯干旱的这像这个橄榄树啊，然后仙人掌都这样没有水，这样萎缩着。
It was almost a land of desert.
就真的就是一片荒漠。
And when we reached Tiber, we had hardly seen but a few human beings.
所以他说他讲到，当我们到了这个台伯河的时候，几乎看不到人。
I'm not going to read anymore. Get the book.
你要有兴趣的话，自己去读，我就不念了。
So we see then that when back 120 years ago,
这个大概是在120年前。
Israel was a desert without water.
所以那个地方当时巴勒斯坦是一片荒漠，根本没有水。
Over those 2,000 years, they were gone.
因为
you see many different different men came there, men and tribes.To try to live there, and none of them could stay.
那当这个以色列王国被驱散走的时候，那片地方荒芜了，有很多不同的部落曾经到那里，想要在那里定居下来，但是都没有成功，因为他条件太差。
God said, He said in Isaiah, the wilderness and the solid place shall be glad for them.
但是神在这个以赛亚书中说，这个地方要欢呼，那些枯萎的植物要欢呼。
The land is going to welcome the Israelites back.
因为这个地方要欢迎这些犹太人回来。
And the desert shall rejoice.
这个沙漠也要欢呼。
And they blossom as a rose.
然后就会开出这个玫瑰来。
He shall, and Isaiah goes on to say, he shall cause them to come of Jacob to take root.They come back to put their roots down.
然后这个神又讲到说，雅各要回来，然后要在此地扎根。
Israel shall bloom again.
以色列又要强盛起来，又要
and fill the face of the world with fruit.
而且要用这个用他们的果实来面。
You know, when I read these verses, there's something in my heart that just, oh my God.How wonderful you are!
当我读到这些话的时候，我真的是心里非常的感动。 神是多么的美，神是多么的伟大。这个以赛亚书三十五章讲到，旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花，必开花繁盛，乐上加乐，而且欢呼。黎巴嫩的荣耀与加密与沙伦的华美必赐给他，人必看见耶和华的荣耀，我们神的华美。
Now I like to invite somebody, and you know what? Just on Friday night, I was watching a documentary. You know what it was?
我有一次在看一个纪录片，你知道讲的是什么吗？
The tremendous fruits that comes from Israel, the orange particularly they were talking about. But Israel now has such tremendous fruits for Europe and all those around.
就讲到以色列出产的水果，以色列出产
tons of them.
以色列出产非常多的水果，供应到欧洲各地，特别是他们的橘子。
The olive trees are back blooming.
然后他们的这个橄榄树也现在也非常的繁盛。而且也有降雨。
God gave Israel a plan you know, when you put water out, what do you call irrigation? Gave them a plan for irrigation like no other plan.
以色列的这个灌溉系统是非常发达的，没有任何一个国家能够比得上它的这个。
Even some places in China have asked them to come and are using it.
所以，甚至在中国的某些地方，他们也请以色列的专家来帮助他们设计这个灌溉系统。
That's what God did.
这是神的作为。
Now I'd like to call just one more.
我再说一个。
His name is Adolf Hitler.
那我这个人呢，就是希特勒。
You ever hear of him?
听过这个名字吧
？Anybody ever hear of him?
是不是都听过呢
？He's the one that was going to annihilate the Jews.
他的理想是要杀尽所有的犹太人。
And he began to do it.
而且他就这样去执行了。
6,000 ended their lives.
那大概有六百万的犹太人死在他的手里。
He weren't going to be any more on the face of the earth.
他是想要在这个从地球上把犹太人消失掉。
But Zechariah,
可是在
the prophet,
撒加利亚书当中
，He said, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people around."
那撒加利亚书
2:12:2 and going on.
在撒加利亚书十二章第二节，神说：“我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为昏醉的杯。”
And he goes on to say how he'll make in that day Jerusalem a tremble to all the earth.
而且让这个全地都惊慌。
And he said, "In that day I will make Jerusalem a burdenstone for all people, and all the burdens themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. All that hate them shall be cut to pieces."
我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。
And he went on to say, "And all the people of the world will hate them."
在万国的人的心里都要恨恶他们。
So we see.That this is the tremendous. And there's more to it, but this is what is telling us that someday, now Hitler, you're putting him in the gas chambers.
这就是神已经在预言了，有一天他们会受到这样的苦难、这样的迫害。
Off of the face of the earth.
他们会被送进毒气室，他们会要让他们想要把他们全部消灭。
Someday, Israel will shake the world.
但是他也讲到了，有一天以色列人会让全地震动。
And we're living in that day.
我们现在生活的就是那一天。
So we see then and he said to them, Israel will be a great army.
他说这个以色列会成为一个强大的军队。
And today they're the greatest in the Middle East and about the sixth of the world.
那以色列的军事现在是在中东是最强的，在全世界排第六。
Who thought he was going to destroy God's children?
你可以想象希特勒现在是怎么想的吗
？But God had another plan.
他的目标是要消灭神的子民，但是神有其他的计划。
When you say you can't believe in God, then you don't know what He has done.
所以当你说你不能相信神的时候，你真的其实是无知，你不知道他做了什么事情。
I'm over time and I haven't finished, but that's me.
我又超时了。
But I want to tell you.
那我想跟你说。
The only way you'll get to heaven,
你唯一能够进天堂的途径
is to have an encounter with Jesus Christ.
就是跟耶稣有一个
where your sins are forgiven.
有一个清白的这个一个历史
not by your head, but you'll know Him.
是说你的罪已经洗清了，你不是从头脑中知道他，你是从心里相信他。我盼望你们当每一个人都有这个这样的。
Over my years of counseling,
在我这么多年的咨询的过程中
，I tried to help.
我遇到过很多事情，很多人有不同的故事，我想帮助他们。
But in all my counseling, the only ones I've really ever seen come out.Are those who turn their hearts and lives to Jesus?
那我真正，但是我帮助这些人当中，真正能够得到帮助、得到改变的是那些把他们的心交给耶稣的人。
Some methods help a while.
有些方法可以帮助你一段时间。
But never go to the root.
但是不能够真的是彻底改变你。
Friends, unless we're there, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've been taught.
我不知道你曾经学过什么，现在在想什么。
God has proven to you that He is.
神已经证明了他是真实的。
And if you can go away today not believing that He is,
你今天可以不相信。
Then there's something wrong with you.
但是这个问题在你那里。
He's proved it down for 3,000 years, time after time.
三千年的历史当中，他一次又一次的证明了他就是那位真实的神。
And we need God.
我们需要他。
In this age we live in, we need God.
我们生活着，我们在我们生活的这个时代，我们需要他。
And He's coming.
而且他就要回来了。
Shall we bow our heads?
我们来低头。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your reality.
Thank you. 我们感谢你，因为你是真实的。
We thank you how you prove it yourself.
我们感谢你，因为你向我们证明你是真实的。
And today we know that you love those that will give their lives to you.
我们知道你爱那些把愿意把生命给你的人。你爱我们每一个人。
You see what they could be.
你知道我们可以成为的样子。
You see the kind of life that they could shine.
你知道我们的生命本来可以不一样。